Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Time to visit with White House correspondent and co-author of the Morning Shots newsletter. It is Andrew Egger, working for The Bulwark, also St. Louis, in visiting with us now on KMOX, John Hancock and Chris Ranji. And so we start things off. Andrew, first of all, thank you for being with us on this Monday, as always.
Thanks, guys. Always fun.
All right. So what's the latest on the drug boat strikes? Because it doesn't seem like anybody is really backing down from their positions at this point.
Yeah. So there's a couple things here. One is the sort of just ongoing fact of these strikes taking place, which the White House has continued to insist is going to continue to happen. These strikes are ongoing. And then there's the second track that is this sort of retrospective conversation about one particular strike that took place back in September, which there's been a lot of news about recently. This double tap strike where a second round of missiles hit a couple of survivors who were on their sort of wrecked and capsized boat of the first strike. Last week, some members of Congress got to see footage of that second strike. So we know that's out there. And they obviously came out of that, not particularly surprising, with very different sort of interpretations of what they saw. You had top Republicans like Senator Tom Cotton basically saying that he came out of that convinced those strikes were lawful and fine, and that, you know, those guys in theory could have figured out some way to salvage the drugs or signal to, you know, other boats in the area, and therefore they still should have been considered lawful combatants. You had Democrats like Representative Adam Smith who came out of that basically saying they'd been shaken by the footage, that these were guys who were plainly out of the fight. They were sitting on the hull of their capsized vessel, just kind of helpless for quite some time before that second strike hit. So the biggest, question about that particular strike that's forthcoming is, will that footage be publicly released? So, everybody can see it and make their own opinions about it. Donald Trump suggested early in the week last week that he would be open to that. He said, sure, yeah, we'll release whatever we have. But they haven't actually taken any actions in that direction. So that's a little bit to be determined still.
And that strike happened to be September 2nd. That was the first strike on a boat where we had the double tap. A subsequent boat strike also produced survivors. But in that case, the survivors were released back into their home countries. No charges, no criminal charges or anything. A, what do we know about that second strike? And B, did that indicate that American policy might have shifted between September 2nd and this other incident?
Yeah, so this is a thing that, again, perhaps unsurprisingly, Republicans and Democrats in Congress have both looked at that same set of facts and drawn two very different sorts of conclusions. So again, I'll point at Tom Cotton, the Republican Senate Republican senator, he basically said, well, look, like the fact that they are letting some of these folks go just suggests that you know, there's more to it than just sort of like blow up the survivors. You know, these other guys were actually like more shipwrecked than the other set, was kind of the way he framed it, that they were sort of clinging to wreckage in the water and you know, swimming around, and therefore they were picked up and allowed to go free. Democrats have looked at that same thing and said, wait a minute, if these are sort of narco terrorists and drug runners, and we're confident of that, we have them dead to rights based on intelligence, so much so that we're willing to you know, blow them up, shouldn't these guys have been arrested and brought to the United States in the way that we used to deal with drug runners, to face criminal charges here? So again, there's I hope I'm like communicating how much of this is just sort of buried underneath, like layers and layers and layers of sort of partisan narrative here. There was like a brief moment last week when 2 weeks ago now, when this first reporting of the double tap strike came out, that there was sort of a sense of bipartisan concern of a need to, you know, in Congress, a need to get more information from folks kind of across the board. And that has not fully died out, but it does seem as though kind of the mood right now is for folks to sort of run back to their sort of normal partisan battle lines over this stuff.
Also, Andrew, the Supreme Court heard arguments today about the president and whether or not he has the authority to fire independent agency members, like he had fired a Democratic member of the FTC, and he had done that earlier this year. So what do we know about that hearing and what the implications of it are?
Yeah, so this is a really big one, right? It's the president has tried to fire, or has fired, a number of people, a large number of people, basically across the executive branch this year, and there have been a number of lawsuits. This one in particular seems to be maybe one of the key ones. It's this woman, Rebecca Slaughter, who was a commissioner on the Federal Trade Commission until she was fired in March. And essentially what the Supreme Court is being asked to reconsider here is this very old precedent, I think it's from the 1930s, called Humphrey's Executor, which basically at that time the Supreme Court upheld the idea that people on the FTC could only be fired basically for cause, like for some sort of on the job malfeasance. That was originally just sort of like a quirk of how the law incorporating the FTC was written. But after that decision, after the Supreme Court kind of blessed that setup, it has since been relied on to issue similar sorts of job protections for a lot of other people throughout the executive branch at some of these sort of semi-independent agencies, as they've come to be known. So, for instance, chairs on the Federal Reserve have these sorts of protections. And so, you know, the fact that they are now looking like they may reconsider that specific precedent, even though it's just one case here for this one woman at the FTC, if they were to, you know, kind of overturn Humphrey's Executor in sort of a maximalist way, that could in theory free the White House up to do a lot more of this sort of firing, even in these sorts of institutions like the FTC, like the Federal Reserve, that kind of up until now have been considered semi-independent because of these protections.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile. Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Andrew Egger is our guest. He's the White House correspondent and co-author of the Morning Shots newsletter for The Bulwark. Andrew, what do we make of Marjorie Taylor Greene? She's been on something of a media tour now for weeks, completely changing her tune. She was on 60 Minutes last night. What is there something more here than meets the eye?
I'm so glad we're talking about this because I am so fascinated by this story, just kind of back to front. You say changing her tune, and it's interesting that you say that because it's true in some senses, but it's really not true in others, right? I mean, here's a person, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has really stuck to her same set of sort of principles and political doctrine and beliefs all throughout her fight with Trump. And part of the reason for that is that it's that these are the very beliefs that have gotten her into trouble with Trump to begin with, right? I mean, it's things like her being more sort of populist than he is about, you know, various terms of migrant worker visas, or the fact that she has been very bullish about releasing the full Epstein files for months, even as Donald Trump has tried to sort of keep those under wraps and kind of move past that whole scandal. And so to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene tell it, basically what she's saying is it's not me who's changed, it's Donald Trump, right? It's that she has been sort of a ferocious backer of his populist nationalist agenda for all these years, and that he is the one who has now sort of turned his back on that agenda, and by doing so turned his back on her, and also, you know, just kind of made a very violent enemy out of her. He's gone out of his way to attack her, you know, a lot, and has, in her telling, sort of provoked all kinds of threats and things like that against her and her family. So the interesting thing here, to me at least, is what this will ultimately show is kind of like the crucial ingredient in what it means to be kind of like MAGA in good standing, right? Because if you are primarily motivated by those sorts of America First policies, maybe you think that it's Marjorie Taylor Greene who has the right of this fight and Donald Trump should not be going after her in all these ways. But at the same time, Marjorie Taylor Greene is sort of opening herself up to a different kind of MAGA critique precisely by going on, you know, going on CBS 60 Minutes and doing like this sort of chummy interview with Leslie Stahl and doing these sorts of things that sort of code establishment. So even though she is making the case that it's Trump who's gone establishment, not her, you know, by the aesthetics and by kind of the feel of it all, you know, she's the one who's now, you know, getting these more sympathetic mainstream media interviews and things like that, which MAGA typically is pretty allergic to. So I'm very, very interested to see what her kind of role and standing is with the kind of MAGA Republican base going forward.
It's extremely fascinating. Andrew, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
That is Andrew Egger with The Bulwark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.